And welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbutt with you, once again filling in for Kyle High on this Thursday morning. Of course, got our first interview of the day. Here with me right now is Chris Crane, the president of the Coffeeville Historical Society. And Ms. Crane, how are you doing this morning?
Ms. Crane, thanks. I'm doing great. You can just call me Chris.
All right, perfect. So obviously have a lot to talk about here today. First of all, the Brown Mansion here in Coffeeville. Oh, yeah. It is opening up here real soon, actually tomorrow, in fact.
Tomorrow is our first day to be open for the 2020 season. We will be open Tuesdays through Saturdays with guided tours at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so we suggest that you get there at least 15 minutes early, because the tour guide, what they do is when the tour starts, they lock the mm-hmm. doors, and that way nobody walks in while they're giving tours.
Exactly. So another new season here for the Brown Mansion, but of course the Dalton Museum also running as well, and they've got their regular hours.
Dalton Museum hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and on Sundays 1 to 4, and they're open all year round. We close the mansion up, you know, after Christmas mm-hmm. candlelight tours to get it all cleaned up, and we're excited. It was a good year for candlelight tours. We probably the best year we've ever had. We had over 1,700 visitors, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to continuing. We're going to be doing this again in December, and 6 more nights, and we're just, I don't know. The mansion looks wonderful. Amy here, we've been out there cleaning. The board mm-hmm. members have been working on it, and it is actually quite lovely. It's ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy Dollar joining us in studio as well, by the way. And so, of course, as the Brown Mansion kind of opens back up, once again, you guys are looking to make improvements to the mansion this year. And actually, your first fundraiser to really kind of help with those repairs is actually coming up this weekend as well.
Well, we're not even putting the fundraiser on. The Theta Theta Sorority mm-hmm. from Beta Sigma Phi contacted us, and they are very generous, and they knew that we were needing some new runners, carpet runners, on the first, second floors and the landing between the first and second floor. They're just getting kind of worn out. They've been there for a long mm-hmm. time. And so we've had some people in doing some measuring. They're trying to figure some stuff out. And they're having a biscuit and gravy breakfast tomorrow morning between 7 and 10:30.
Saturday morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Friday, right. Okay, yeah, Saturday morning. Like I'm sorry. March 7th. between 7 and 10:30 at the First Baptist Church. I believe it's
$5.
$5. And I'm going to go over there and get some. And I'm supposed to get a couple of to-go for some other people. But I will be giving tours at the mansion on Saturday at 1 and 3, too. So
that's our grand opening.
Tomorrow's actually the grand opening. Yeah, but hey, I give a pretty good tour.
Yeah, I mean, so on Friday or on Saturday, you could go out, get some biscuits and gravy, then make your way over to Nellis Hall for the Interstate Farm and Home Show. You can make an entire day about it.
You could go down to the museum and just head down Death Alley. You could do a lot of stuff.
That I think that's a good idea, because people that come from out of town are people who are just in the area and want to come out and visit Coffeeville and come to the Farm and Home Show and go to the mansion and go to the museum. And yes, the walk down Death Alley is fun. My little girl likes to do that any chance she gets.
I was actually at the Dalton Museum last week on Saturday for a little bit and talking, and these people came in from out of town, and they wanted to know when the mansion opened, and I said Friday, and I said, well, I'm there Saturday on the 7th to give tours, and they're going to come back. They said, okay, we're back, we're in it. So
absolutely, and so of course, all eyes on Coffeeville, it seems like, this weekend. And of course, Dalton Museum, another big attraction here in Coffeeville, and apparently you guys have some rotating displays down there.
We do. We started out, the idea when we moved over to the new location was we have one display case that's kind of out in the lobby area by the funeral carriage, and we decided we would just rotate that out so it would always be something interesting. You could come in every month and there'd be something different. And we did it. We had some people, the lady from Ponca City, Oklahoma, was at the Brown Mansion during Christmas tours and volunteered and shipped me a bunch of old antique Christmas vintage ornaments, decorations.
Oh, cool.
That creepy Santa, it was kind of mm-hmm. cool. But we had a display for that. And right now, currently, we have a display about the, there was a devastating tornado mm-hmm. in June of 1917 that hit Coffeeville and took out from Hall and Ninth Street all the way over to Linden and Third.
I think it hit in the middle of the day.
It did, and only two people were killed, mm-hmm. but we have a whole display about this tornado.
The pictures are really
cool. The pictures are pretty neat. Mm-hmm. And then we're also, I'm welcome to any groups, organizations that would like to put a display in on a monthly basis if they have something interesting that they would like to do. You know, August, we've kind of designated fair and rodeo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And October's generally Dalton stuff. But we're always open. We have some Boy Scout stuff we're going to put in September.
Yeah, I'd say September. And
mm-hmm. Of course, aside from the rotating displays, all kinds of stuff down there. If you haven't been to the Dalton Museum, I've been in there a couple times, of course, during the rodeo stuff and during the Dalton Defender Day stuff. But it's certainly a great thing in there. Always nice to visit local museums just because of the stuff you can find there.
Oh, yeah. And we are actually the Historical Society. We have joined this Southeast Kansas mm-hmm. Museum Alliance. And it was kind of spearheaded by Ray Rothgreb over at the Independence Historical Museum. And the idea, we have about 40 museums in Southeast Kansas. I didn't know there were that many.
Mm-hmm.
And we have joined, and the idea is we're here to promote and promote each other and get people to stay in this area and check out what we've got. So we're trading out and sending brochures to each other, and we have a quarterly meetings, and we're going to host one of the quarterly meetings in April at the Brown Mansion. So we'll have probably about 50 people there. And it'll be just a 9 to noon meeting, and then they will also be able to go and see the Dalton Museum afterwards and tour the mansion. And we want them to see what we have to offer so they can promote it. I've been to a couple of different museums.
Yeah, certainly. The longer you keep people here in the southeastern Kansas area, if they hop from museum to museum, well, you get them interested, and then then they end up visiting yours alongside every other museum
that's
in the area, and
that
we all
works.
Prosper.
Uh-huh. That's exactly.
You can do a circle.
Yes, you really can.
and the Cherryvale Museum, if you have not been there yet, just to kind of talk about other museums, it's really cool.
Caney,
they got the Bender Caney stuff.
Caney is part of it too,
and Caney, and you talked about Howard last time. Yeah. It being just a really cool museum, I want to make it that way.
I don't want to, you know, I'm not putting Howard down, but Howard's not. I mean,
yes.
I didn't realize it, and there were 7 buildings. That was pretty amazing. I had no idea, and it was quite impressive. And so now I'm kind of ashamed of myself with being with the Historical Society. And my husband and I, we start going out, and Amy, we talked about it too. We need to get out there and go see all these places.
Yeah,
I try
sure.
to go to a lot of museums, but I didn't realize how many we had right here in the state.
Always been very into going to museums.
Oh,
and
yes.
My kids will look at me, and Nick will look at me, and I'm like, no, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And every time I finally drag them into a museum, they're always happy.
They have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And so, of course, before we even went on the air here, you mentioned you really wanted to thank some of the volunteers and organizations that really make all this possible.
Well, we're really lucky because we have a really dedicated group of volunteers. We have people that volunteer each set day of the week. And then on the weekends, we have some nonprofit organizations. Both the Coffeyville and Caney Boy Scout troops take a weekend apiece. Mission Possible out of the First Assembly of God takes a weekend. And the 2nd Kansas Infantry Reenactors, or Civil War reenactors, they take a weekend. And they come down and volunteer their time. The 2nd Kansas Infantry, I'm just going to do a little thing. A lot of times, they do the second weekend of the month, and they come in costume.
That is so cool.
It is pretty neat when you go down to the mm-hmm. Dalton Museum, and they're dressed in this garb. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, once again, big thank you to making all of that possible because, you know, certainly a town can thrive more when it has it's in touch with its history, you know, and you really can't make that run unless you have people working there
the
time and helping things grow. So
you got to have those volunteers. And we have somebody at the Brown Mansion who gives the tours Tuesday through Friday. And mm-hmm. that is our event coordinator, Linda Follett. And if you're interested, this is the time of year we start booking weddings. Birthday parties, showers. We've had one shower. We've already booked a wedding for April.
And I have to say, I saw when they were setting up for the wedding shower. It looked gorgeous. It is a perfect venue. I mean, you've got the window, the glass, the flowers. It's the perfect place to do
the ambiance is great. You don't have to minimal decorating. But Linda Follett can be reached at 620-688-2042, and you call her if you're interested in booking the mansion for something. But Linda doesn't give tours on Saturdays. We have a small group. Mm-hmm. Amy's one of them. Myself, Sarah. Owen, Erica Friel from First Student. She does her part and comes out, and we give tours on Saturdays, and we each take a Saturday. And then I'm going to be training some new volunteers. We want people, it's a way to give back.
Yes.
And we're always telling people, community organizations, nonprofits, if you're looking for a community service project, we could always use people coming out, picking up trash and brush.
Picking up sticks.
Sticks and put them in the brush pile because we mow every week during the summer and we're getting ready to start the mowing season.
Yeah, don't remind me. Mowing season about to start up in Coffeyville once again. Well, I think that wraps just about everything up. Chris, any final thoughts?
No, we really appreciate you letting us get on here and, and kind of talk about the place. And
always.
Thank you very much. And so don't forget the home show this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the biscuits and gravy.
Come out, biscuits and gravy, and come to the museum and mansion.
Yeah, of course, the Brown Mansion opens up tomorrow, Friday, March the 6th. And then biscuits and gravy breakfast put on by the Theta Theta chapter. And I had the paper around here somewhere. There it is. The Theta Theta chapter of Beta Sigma Phi, if I believe. Yeah, that's correct. Running from about 7 a.m. to 10:30. So once again, you can make an entire weekend out of it here in Coffeyville. So once again, Chris Crane, the president of the Coffeyville Historical Society, alongside Amy Dollar. We'll go ahead and move on here to the top of the hour. Don't forget Fox News coming up next, and then we'll have another local newscast from Brandon Tadman. Stick around. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.